Hey there, if you are ready to build your service-based business from scratch and ditch your 9-to-5, then I want you to head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap and download my free Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit. Again, you can head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap to download my Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit to get started on building your service-based business and ditching your 9-to-5. Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Bolin, your host, and it is time to do it your way. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. Today's podcast is actually, it's a solo cast, surprise. And I just want to share with you that if I haven't told you already, I have an absolute blast creating these solo casts and sharing with you guys everything from what worked, what didn't, with some of the challenges that I faced. And I just absolutely love teaching and coaching and want to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to show up and do just that, because it would be quite different if I was just teaching and coaching and there was no one there listening or tuning in. And so it definitely, it's something that doesn't go unnoticed. And I just really, really am so grateful that I can do that and you guys are here tuning in. Now, over the past few months, we've been diving into content around building an online business, from content creation to the strategy of having an online business. And today, I want to take some time to dive into the ins and outs of creating an opt-in that ultimately helps grow your email list, because it is so important to start building your email list, not just because, yes, the more emails that you have on your list, your business grows, your business makes more revenue, but it's also about changing the way you look at that and realizing that you can better provide value strategically and in a more impactful way to your target audience. And opt-ins play that massive role when building an online business. And not only, like I said, they build your email list, but I will definitely say that I wish I would have started sooner, because I didn't do that in the beginning. Because honestly, talking about email list and creating an opt-in, it was all very fuzzy and very scary to me. And I overthought it. And I kept thinking, like, ugh, email list and like these email providers, but like, how does this all work? And what is an opt-in? And how do I know if I have the right opt-in? And like, how does the tech even work? And then I'll just get to it later. And I kind of overwhelmed myself to a place where I didn't take action. And then it was only as time passed that I started to realize that in order to take my business seriously and grow it, I needed to strategically start growing my email list and do it in a way that felt good to me and get serious about the opt-ins that I provide and the value and the strategy overall. And opt-ins, yes, they grow your business because it helps provide direct communication with your ideal customer avatar. And more importantly, it is your ability to provide value to your potential customer and provide results ahead of time. Now, before we go any further, I just want to give a shout out that if you haven't listened to episode 324 yet about the strategy, highly recommend doing that right now or doing it right after you finish this episode, because again, that episode was all about the online business strategy. So you can start to see how creating a specific opt-in fits into your strategy to grow your online business. And in this episode, I'm going to cover what exactly is an opt-in, why you need it for your website, how to know which opt-in is the right one, some simple, easy steps to create an opt-in, my detailed journey of building an email list, my exact process that I use to create an opt-in, and different ways to drive traffic to your opt-in. Now, it would not be an appropriate episode if I didn't actually create an opt-in for this. And so I did create an opt-in guide. Can I say opt-in one more time, you guys? Can someone please to count this and tell me how many times I'm saying it? No, don't do that, because it'll probably be too many. But I'm going to recap all of this where you can get the guide if you go to shedidithowaypodcast.com/opt-in guide. It's OPTINGUIDE. You can sign up, you can get the guide, including my exact process that I go through, just so you have it to make it easier. Because what I hope to do is eliminate the overwhelm and provide some very like simple, easy steps for you guys to take in order to create your opt-in and just get something out there. Like, who cares if it's not perfect? Who cares if it isn't exactly what you want it to be? But you have to get that first draft out there. And that's what I want you to do, is to take action in any way, whether it's big big action or small action. Like, the point is I want you to take action. Now, okay, now that I'm bringing down, what exactly is an opt-in? An opt-in is something that you create that provides value for your visitors in exchange for their email address. And there are many, many different types of opt-ins, from ebooks to checklists to guides, an email course, and more. And so an opt-in is what is also, it helps create, it's, you know, lead gen. So you are generating potential leads. And so when you go to create that opt-in, you ideally, going back to the strategy, want to create an opt-in that is in alignment with your product or service. If you're just starting out and you don't have a product or service, that is okay. This goes back to the whole, I just want you to take action. Create something. And when you go to brainstorm and when you go to create it with the idea of something that you might sell later on, or a solution or an offer. And so even if you don't have it right now, I don't want that to stop you from creating an opt-in, because even going through the process of creating an opt-in is still learning, and that's still valuable for you as well. And the reason why you want to think about a specific opt-in, such as like an ebook or a checklist or a guide that directly provides results and value to your target audience ahead of time, versus maybe a newsletter on your site, is because when you can provide direct results and value, people are more likely to convert. They're more likely to sign up for your opt-in and provide the email address, versus if you just had a newsletter, which I'll share with you guys my experience of having a joiner newsletter and exactly how well that went or didn't go. And in some cases, newsletters work really well for people. I've seen bloggers that do it, and they do weekly roundups and different posts, and having a newsletter for them works wonders. But I will say I've also seen it perform better if it's a more specific, tailored opt-in to the challenge that your target audience is having and experiencing, and how you can provide value. Now, why do you need an opt-in on your website? It's important to have the opt-in on the website because as people visit your site, especially if they are engaged with your content and what you're focused on, you want to continue that conversation with them via email, and you can also provide so much more value via email. I have absolutely found that having direct communication with people on the email list is amazing. And I always encourage them. If you guys are on my email list, you know that I encourage you to hit reply. And I always be like, I'm serious. Don't be afraid. Hit reply. And I love it because one of you responded and said, I wasn't going to hit reply, but then you told me not to be afraid. So I figured I'd hit reply. And I'm like, yes, there's another human being on the other end writing this email. So I would love, love, love you to reply. And I read those, and maybe I can't respond right away or to all of them, but I definitely read them. And it just provides me so much insight in ways that I can help you. And so I want you to think about your audience and how having that conversation with them and taking the conversation off of just being someone who's passively consuming the content to someone who you're engaging with, and how you can help them, informing that relationship as well. And with the opt-in on your website, one of the things that I used to think, and we're going to talk more about this when in an upcoming solo cast about building your website, is that I used to think that every person that came to the website knew exactly what she did at her way was, and what we did, or what I did, and what I love to do. And that is so, so wrong, because majority of traffic, or at least 50%, is organic. And so people are coming, you want to assume that people are coming to your website that don't know anything about you. And you basically have to be this tour guide of your website, and they are looking for you to tell them what to do. And that is what a call to action, an opt-in can do for the website. If you have a bar or you have it installed on your website, you're asking them like, hey, you're interested in this content. And when they give you your email address, that is a sign that they are interested. Again, if you haven't listened to 324, make sure you do that, because we talk about the strategy in there as well. And then it's also been shown that as your email subscribers increase, so does the overall revenue of your business. I'm sharing later in this episode how I also thought that was a limiting belief, and that I could build a business and be totally fine. But it's a richer experience being able to have direct communication with people on your email list and know that you're providing value and results to them ahead of time before you even ask them to pay for something or buy something from you. It's so much more rewarding in that. And I will tell you, you can change the way you look at things. So the things that you look and change, and we can look at this whole entire process completely different. Now, I had shared that there are different type of opt-ins from like ebooks, a checklist, the guides, email courses, cheat sheets, templates. You can give a swipe file. There's a toolkit. You can provide a calendar, a planner, a worksheet, a workbook, a report, a printable. There's so much, but I think it's so important that when you are just starting out, do not overwhelm yourself. It can easily be a 3-page guide. It could be a checklist, like something super simple and easy is where I would coach. And I do coach people to start with, because we want to get those small wins. And then over time you can build up to an email course. You can build up to like a 25-page guide, whatever that might look like. But I want you to create small wins for yourself. And one of the questions that I get oftentimes, whether it's in Her Way Society or an email, is, Amita, how do I know which opt-in is the right one to create? And I will tell you that if you won, there is never a right one necessarily. And especially in the beginning, when you have zero opt-ins or maybe a handful, it's going to be a little bit more challenging to know which one's the quote unquote right one, because you don't have a lot of data and you don't have a lot of information to go off of because you haven't tested a lot. And so if you're struggling which opt-in to create, I want you to choose one, test it, and you can always go back and change it and update it later. And there's no secret recipe to nailing down which opt-in will perform the best. The secret sauce in and of itself is testing. That is like Emily Hirsch, who her company does Facebook ads, and she said that marketing always works. So if anytime one of her clients or she hears someone say that like, oh, my Facebook ads aren't working, like it just doesn't work, she goes, no. Marketing always works. You just have to keep testing and tweaking. And so that's why it's really changing the approach of thinking about, okay, well, putting all this pressure on yourself and saying like, I have to figure it out. Like, marketing is so much testing. So I want you to give yourself that permission and that pressure off of yourself and look at it like with the opt-in. You'll never know until you go create. And I can say that now that there are more opt-ins coming out that I'm creating for She Did It Her Way, I can see on the back end which opt-ins perform the best. And that tells me like, okay, people are really interested in this opt-in. People are really interested in this content. And it's really helpful to know like, okay, I'm going to keep doing that. And so that you just got to get out there. You got to test it. You got to leave it out there. You got to push traffic to it and have fun with it. And so when you create different opt-ins, like I said, you can see how they perform on the back end and you can see the conversion ratio. So you're like, okay, yeah, that performs well, or, oh, that didn't. Maybe they're not as interested in that. And also creating specific opt-ins can help you segment what people are interested in as well. And an easy example is a couple months ago at the end of 2018, Natalie Bacon and I did a blog with a full-time job webinar. And so people who signed up for that opt-in, that webinar, which a webinar is also an opt-in, that gave me indication that these people who signed up are interested in learning how to blog. So how can I maybe even provide more value for people who want to learn how to blog and create more opt-ins for those people as well? So it just gives you a lot of rich information about who's showing up, who's reading or consuming your content. Now, I want to go in from a high level of how to create an opt-in, and then I'm going to talk about my journey and experience and give you guys a behind the scenes of how I go about doing this. But creating an opt-in, first, just identify what is it that your audience wants from you. And if you don't have an audience yet, find one that is already existing. We've talked about diving into Facebook groups that align with what business you might want to build or that you are building, and go in there and see what people have, their pain points, their problems, and then go back and see like, how can you provide value to them and brainstorm some topics and ways to help. The second is I want you to decide what type of opt-in it's going to be. So again, stick with, if you want like a checklist or a cheat sheet or a guide, make it easy. Third is I want you to type the outline out in detail, like word for word, before attempting to create one in a program. And you can easily do this in Google Docs or Evernote. And then fourth is decide the title, but do not overthink it. And then the fifth is creating it. So when it comes to the actual creation and creativity piece of it, there are a couple of different ways that you can do this. One, you can create it yourself. And I create all my opt-ins and creatives in Canva, and they have plenty of free templates. Two, you can also check out Creative Market. They have many different options and they tend to be a little bit more visually appealing than the free ones that I found in Canva. And you can purchase a template of your choice and upload it right into Canva. Typically, they are anywhere from $12 for a single template, or sometimes you can get an entire bundle for $36. And I highly recommend investing and spending that money, to easily find a template that you love versus spending hours trying to create one yourself. And then you can also, after that, after you create it in Canva, let's say, then go back, proofread it. And then the next step would then be to finalize it and download it to your computer, which then there's an entire process of uploading it to your email provider, which I'll talk about when we dive into the exact steps I take. Because for this podcast, I just really want to focus on the opt-in and let's get that win under our belt. And then we can talk about like, how do you actually connect that with an email provider and what does that look like? And so now I'm going to transition and go into a little bit of a story time. So you guys, when She Did It Her Way started, when it first started back in 2015, I had a very simple, basic newsletter opt-in, and that was it. And it honestly sat there for a solid 3.5 years, in which I'm almost embarrassed to say and to share that. But I also thought that I wanted to be able to provide that to you guys because I don't want you to do what I did at all. So I do not want you to sit and wait years before you dive into this whole email opt-in thing, because the sooner you start building that email list, the sooner you're going to become more engaged with people who are showing up. You're going to learn so much more and you're going to be able to provide more value. But at the time, I also thought that like every time someone would ask me about an email list, I thought, oh, I can build a business and not have an email list. It's totally fine. But what I was really doing was buffering myself and making myself feel better because I didn't want to dive into the whole email opt-in call to action, because it felt so overwhelming and it felt like white noise anytime someone would bring it up. And what I can tell you is that overwhelm usually comes from a place of not knowing how to do things and assuming that things are complicated. And what I like to say is at that time I was pole vaulting over mousetrads. I was taking something very simple, very easy, and making it this massive thing where I felt like, oh my gosh, it's going to take me forever to figure this out. I was creating so much drama in my head. And what I can tell you is that anytime you don't know how to do something, I highly recommend investing in education that can teach you exactly what you need to do. I invested in Amy Porterfield's List Builder Lab 2.0 and was absolutely just blown away by how simple and easy she made it. She literally shows you step by step how to do it. And it has definitely, like, when I invested in that course, I was like, this is me being serious about building my email list and figuring this out. And so definitely, like, if you don't know how to do something, go directly to the source. It is worth investing in figuring out exactly how to do it. And because I didn't know how or what I was doing, I just created this laissez-faire attitude about it and always felt like this necessary evil that I had to do in order to have my business, which you don't want to look at it like that. And I promise you, you don't. And Wayne Dyer had said always that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And because our thoughts create an emotion that produce an action and leads to a result, I was thinking negatively about this whole email list building. Therefore, I wasn't motivated and I did nothing and my business didn't grow. I knew I had to change the way I viewed the entire process. And it is in the moment of your decisions that your destiny is shaped. And that is by Tony Robbins. And I firmly believe that, because in that moment when I decided to figure this out and to commit to it, things completely change. I had decided that I was going to put time and energy into growing my list and figuring out ways that I can provide more value. And I changed the way that I viewed it. So the first thing I did was I decided to commit to building my email list. So if you are someone who finds yourself in the same similar position as me, the way I did like 3.5 years ago, and I was like, oh, I just don't know. I don't know. Like, the quickest thing you can do is decide to commit to building the email list. The second is I had to change my viewpoint and the way that I thought about email list building. Instead of thinking email list building is this some sort of spammy thing, I had to realize that that was a limiting belief and instead look at it from a place of, look how I can provide even more value beyond the podcast to my listeners by creating this opt-in and by creating this cheat sheet or guide. It's helping them, aka you, take this content one step further and therefore one step closer to leaving and ditching their 9-to-5 and growing their business. And once I started to view it that way and being from a place of service and wanting to provide value, I was instantly more eager to invest time creating opt-ins. And I had to change the way that I viewed the process so that the process I viewed would change. And instead of putting so much pressure on myself, I also started looking at growing my email list as an experiment, which I talked about with you guys on how You can have fun with it and create different opt-ins and see like what's working, what's not. And the third thing was, which you guys know after I did one and two, was I had to put a process in place because you know me and how much I love a good process, which I'm going to share with you here shortly. Fourth is then plan and execute. And so that is really like, if you want to get yourself in this place of like, you're like, I know I need to grow my email list, but I'm not sure how to do it. Just go back. One, make the decision. Two, change the way that you are looking at it. Three, put a process in place of like what you're going to do when you go to create the opt-in and what does that look like. And the fourth, plan and execute. So plan when you're going to create these opt-ins, put them on your calendar, protect your calendar, and then execute it. And so here's what I'm going to share. My exact process. And this first, I'm going to share the templates that I've already pre-created. And then I'm going to show you what the process looks like when I go to create an opt-in. So the templates I use is I use the landing page on lead pages. I use a template thank you page on lead pages, which again, these are all that I've created. I've got a template form in ConvertKit. I got a template sequence in ConvertKit. And then I have my creative market. Again, it's simple, easy, and clean. And that's what I use for the actual opt-in that I work in Canva for. And the best part about templates, and then I have my Asana template. And the best part about these templates is that once you create them, they're done. And then when you need to create the next opt-in, you already have so much built out. And going back to the Asana template, it's not really a template. It is a process that is all encompassing of what I do when I go to create an opt-in, which this process that I'm about to share with you is actually what lives in Asana. So the first thing I do, I'm so excited, you guys. Like, I want to get you guys as excited as I am right now, because trust me, I was not excited to do opt-ins or email list building. And like, it's just been so much more fun. Like, I feel so much more connected to people having direct conversations. So the first thing, this is what it looks like. Now, for me, the first thing you're going to do is create the draft of whatever the outline is. And typically, if you have or an already existing blog post, or for me, I already have a existing outline from my solo cast, which makes it really easy to pull from. But if you don't have any of those, then I just want you to create an outline in Evernote or Google Doc, and then take it to Canva, and then also use creative market templates. So then the third thing then would be just decide the title for the opt-in. Don't overthink it. I create a graphic that I use for lead pages and I upload it to lead pages. Kim, my VA, will proofread the opt-in once I create it in Canva. I go back and make final changes in Canva. I create the new form in ConvertKit. Then I create the new sequence in ConvertKit, and I name the form and the sequence the same to make it easy, because then the next step is that I create an automation rule in ConvertKit. And the automation rule basically is saying that, hey, when someone signs up for this form, I want them to be connected to this sequence. And that's why I name them the same. Then I go to create the landing page and lead pages, which I've already have a template that I use, and I just have to swap out the content and graphic. I update the integration settings on the lead page form so that when someone signs up via the lead page, it is connected to the ConvertKit form. And because I have already created the automation that anytime someone signs up with the specific form in ConvertKit, then they get added to the sequence, and therefore the worksheet will be delivered in their inbox within minutes of signing up. I select the thank you template page and I create a specific landing page in Squarespace. So for example, today's opt-in is www.shedidithherwaypodcast.com/opt-in-guide. And then I create that within Squarespace. I go into my URL mappings and make it so that anytime someone goes to that landing page, they are then forwarded to my lead page. You guys will see this if you decide, even if you downloaded this SEO cheat sheet, you'll see that it goes when you type in that /SEO cheat sheet or /opt-in guide, you're going to see that it's going to take you to a new domain that it lives on lead pages. And this just makes it super easy and simple for people to locate the opt-in. And then the last thing I do is test the sequence, proofread, and set it live. Okay, I know that was a lot, and some of you are like, wait, what just happened? A couple of things is that you definitely don't need to use lead pages if you don't want to. If that's something that you want to use further down the road, awesome, great. You can easily do this without using lead pages in the entire equation. I have Squarespace and I use ConvertKit. I love ConvertKit and I love Squarespace. You can easily with Squarespace, and I'm sure with WordPress as well, integrate your opt-in box from whatever email provider, whether it is MailChimp or ConvertKit or another one, onto your landing homepage so that when people arrive on your website, it is just right there and they sign up and you create an automation so that when someone signs up to your email list, they will then get an auto response and say in the audio response itself, in the body of the email, they'll be able to click and download their guide. And then the last thing is that you want to drive traffic to the opt-in. And the easiest way to do that is throughout when you share your weekly content that you produce, again, whether it's blogging, YouTube, or podcasting, always direct and guide the people who are showing up to sign up for your opt-in. That way you can start that relationship. You can also drive traffic to your opt-in by doing guest posting on other blogs or being a guest on other podcasts and driving listeners to sign up for your opt-in that way. And the last way is through paid traffic to your opt-in. You can do that via Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google as well. But I want to leave you with this. One, if you know that you need to start building an email list and you got your first step is to create your opt-in and you need help, download today's guide that goes with it. Again, it's SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com/opt-in guide, OPTINGUIDE, and download it. It'll walk you through everything that we talked about today. And number two is really just take small steps as you go and create small action so that you can get in the habit of taking action and don't put so much pressure on yourself. Have fun with it and experiment. I would love, love, love to interact with you guys if you have any questions at all through Instagram or join Her Way community as well. I'm always available if you have any questions. I love teaching this stuff. I hope it was super helpful. If you want more of it, let me know. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out SheDidItHerWay.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.